Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. So I'm sitting here with the wonderful Riccardo Capac from the Joyce Museum in Trieste. It's lovely to have you here, Riccardo.
Thank you, Claudia. It's Capac, actually, but okay, everybody misspell our surname because they are crazy because of the history of the place.
Okay, Capac, Riccardo. Obviously you're a Joyce Museum. So it would be obvious that you would want to be involved in a Joycean project. But I think this was your first big trans-European project. Is that right?
Yeah, at all. Yeah. It has been the first. I didn't know actually how it is working. Before we joined the project, and so it has been a very, very interesting, not only for what we do in the project, but also because we got better what a European project is and how it works and how rich and also complicated.
Yes, it is also complicated. That's true. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's been a big surprise for many people. But I have certainly seen you kind of grow in your involvement. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, if you think so, I guess it is. We entered the project in a very, very confusing and complicated moment of our of the life of our institution, because we were in the meantime we were facing two big anniversaries, because of course the first one was the 2022, the 100 year after Ulysses publication, but also the next year we had the anniversary of the publication of La Coscienza di Zeno, Zeno Conscience, by Italo Svevo, close friend of James Joyce, when during Joyce stay in Trieste. And more than this, we were moving. We recently opened a brand new museum, which is called Letz, Letteratura Trieste, and in which the Joyce Museum is included. So it has been a very, very intense period for us.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, you know, what you brought to the project was extraordinary, I felt, and it constantly pressed us and pushed us to think outside of our comfort zones, which I think was really good in the city gatherings. I'd like to talk about your theme, the weight of history, which kind of is double for me, because there's the history of Joyce actually writing Ulysses in Trieste, but also the history of the city. That theme seemed to fit perfectly.
Yeah, it fits perfectly because of the complicated, rich, and intriguing, interesting, but also difficult history of the place. To the people who actually take part in the symposium, it has been also many of us already read the chapter, the second chapter of Ulysses entitled Nestor in their life, but I'm sure, and I personally felt so, nobody of us had this feeling of how up to date the chapter is. Is talking about the present, it's talking about, you know, the history as something which is always present and you know, the concern and the problem and the issues and you know, the main character of any period are somehow mirroring each other, no? And it's been very, very clear. You know, it has been so natural to talk about the present, talk about the present history, talk about the situation of the city of Italy, of Europe, through the words of the chapter.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you took a mixed approach to your symposium, because one could say it was quite traditional. It took place in an auditorium setting, but you had these word clouds, didn't you? Could you talk through how that influenced what either the discussion or what came out of the discussion?
Yeah, and it has been very interesting. Two colleagues of mine take care of that device, because, you know, it has been done in real time, and you know, while the discussion, while people were talking in the audience and were giving their contribute to the discussion, my colleague took the most important, the most relevant words of this conversation and put it on the screen, and giving them also a different size and different color in order to stress them, in order to underline some of them on the base of how many times they are repeated, how many times they are they were passing from one speaker to the other, and so on. And so it has been very, very interesting, you know, to see this cloud of words, this big cloud of words projected over our head, growing, no, and changing and modifying. So it's been a very, very stimulating support to the discussion, to the conversation.
Yes, exactly. And if anybody's listening and they want a visualization of what we're talking about, they can go to the symposium page of Trieste on the website, and there's a short video there that shows that. That issue of the history and the weight of history presented for the 309, our Arts and Society publication, some extraordinary in-depth observations. How did that come about? Because Trieste, if anybody wants to go, they can refer to our Will You Answer 309 Questions of Europe publication. Trieste was different. That discussion must have been different. Can you talk about that?
But this is thanks to Joyce, I should say, you know, because the you know, the starting point of any conversation we took 15 hints from the text in order to talk about history, about the meaning of history. They were so rich. No, and so deep, and so you know, the conversation took this direction. It has been not very maybe, you know, you're talking about the difference between our questions and many of the other cities' questions, and which is true, because our questions are very articulate, are very long also. And and somehow, maybe less personal, no, more abstract, more general, more. This is because of thanks and due to the way we have Joycean writing as the guide of the conversation, but of course, the people also were talking about their experience. We talk about the community, the different communities in Trieste. We're talking about the present situation, but all was somehow filtered from this very, very general and very, very wide perspective on the matter.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they may be longer, but they're very rich. It's not that they're verbose, they're very rich. And the tourism being a Pyrrhic victory for the city is certainly one that echoed with us all. We've done a number of these podcasts with other partners, and everybody always talks about the first moment we all met, which was in Trieste, which was with you. How do you look back on that?
Yeah, you know, it has been strange because I was not prepared at all. But I told you, my personal history in the last three years at least. I'm doing more thing at the same time. No, and so I go from one meeting to another, from one thing to another, without the time of stay, reflect, prepare, and so I was not ready, not ready to you, not ready to the richness of the of the suggestion this meeting.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. We developed this project online, and then that was the first time we met. Yeah. And, the generosity that you showed to the consortium was great. But it also meant so much, I think, to all of us, being in Trieste, where he had been, and despite COVID.
Yeah. And this is interesting. This is something we have to learn. I mean, this digital form of connection are fundamental, are so important. There's no way to realize, no, not only a project like this, but any kind of project without them. But it's not the same. It's not the same. The people need to gather, need to meet each other in order to know each other, to understand each other, to go on and to build this family sensation, as you say.
I think that's right, and I very much hope that we'll, be able to physically be together again with some of the partners going forward.
Yeah, I hope so.
Wonderful to have had you with us on the journey over the past, I think it's almost 4 years. Wish you all the very best with your new museum. And thank you so much for everything you brought to the project, Ricardo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you for all, all the chat, all the wonderful moment we had. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you, Ricardo.